The first practice of Buffalo Bills training camp is today at St. John Fisher College in Rochester, so it's time to talk to our Buffalo Bills analyst, Matt Sabuda. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay. Glad to be back.
All right, everybody is geared up for training camp. It's always a lot of excitement, but this year, of course, even perhaps more excitement than in recent years for a variety of reasons. But let's get into the camp itself and maybe some of the positions on the Bills that you are going to be watching keenly throughout training camp.
Sure, yeah, I think it's not going to come as a surprise to anyone, but I think it really boils down to quarterback. It's one of the only open competitions in the NFL for quarterback. And with the Bills, we have what is the known mediocrity that is Matt Castle in a long-time backup quarterback. We have the potential for the reclamation of E.J. Manuel, who's only entering his third NFL season. And then there's that great unknown in Tyrod Taylor, who really possesses some rare athletic talents, but it's just a huge unknown as far as a passer.
As I hear you say that, and I recall some of our conversations from last year, you still have hopes, it sounds to me, for E.J. Manuel, where maybe some other folks aren't so high on him.
I do, particularly given that Greg Roman is the new offensive coordinator. He's a guy that really turned Colin Kaepernick into a star quarterback, a guy who is somewhat limited as a passer, but Roman really played to his strengths. And it's something that Marone never did with Manuel. When Manuel did run, he certainly was susceptible to injury at times. But when he became healthy, they just reeled him in entirely. And you got to wonder, you know, what that maybe did to his confidence and if it affected his game. And I'd like to see, at least through training camp, what this new coaching staff does and what attempts they make to reclaim EJ and his career with the Bills.
As much as you and I and many others will be focusing on the quarterback spot, so much of this camp, though, really is about the new guy to the organization and Rex Ryan, the head coach. And think back to Marv Levy. I always recall how, what do they call it, Camp Marv, because the camps tended to be so easy. Any expectations from what we'll get out of Rex Ryan?
Yeah, I think you'll see something similar. With Rex Ryan, I think you're going to expect a loose environment, which isn't a bad thing as long as guys know when to work and when to have fun. But training camps often mirror the personalities of their coaches. And in fact, when I worked for the Bills and spent training camp in Rochester for a season under Greg Williams, it was the total opposite. It was all business. It reflected Greg Williams' personality, and it was a no-nonsense camp. Unfortunately, that never translated to all business on the field during the regular season. So maybe something different would work better for the Bills.
You know, this is one of those times where I reveal my age, but I can go back to training camps in Fredonia, Niagara, even the Camelot Motor Lodge in Blaisdell. That's how far back I go in terms of a Bills fan. But it does kind of put into perspective how much training camps have changed. And since you did work at one of these camps at St. John Fisher, you have a real good feel for it. Talk about the evolution of the training camp, because it is so much different than it was even 10 years ago, for that matter.
Through all the iterations that you just discussed, it has come a long way. And this is the perfect timing to really discuss this, because you have to give a huge amount of credit to a guy who's made some news this week in Russ Brandon, who's also been named president of the Sabres in addition to his title as president of the Bills. He deserves credit for taking training camp and other elements of the organization in his plan to regionalize them and really try to make the most out of it. And St. John Fisher happens to be Brandon's alma mater. And he saw that as a perfect fit to not only have training camp there, but to create more of an event for fans and a money-making venture for the team. And I think, as we've all seen in the NFL, that's the way the NFL is continuing to go, and fans seem to be able to eat it up at every chance they get.
And finally, maybe just a couple of seconds of a thought for Bills fans who are breathlessly awaiting the start of training camp and are already predicting bold predictions for the Bills this year. Any thoughts to them?
Hope springs eternal every year for Bills fans. And like every year entering training camp, the Bills are undefeated. And I think that's why fans are happiest. So enjoy it while it lasts.
Matt Sabuda, we're looking forward to talking to you throughout the season as well, and enjoy training camp.
Thanks, Jay.